Lift him up, July 20. The sheep of his pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. As Jesus, the great teacher, presents his lessons to be learned from the open book of nature, he opens the eye of their understanding to reveal the attention that is given to objects in proportion to the rank they occupy in the scale of creation. If the grass of the field, which today is so beautiful, delighting the senses, and is tomorrow cut down and burned, receives so great attention from God, how much more will he not bestow upon man formed in his image? We cannot form exaggerated ideas of the value of the human soul and the attention given by heaven to man. He then gives the comforting assurance, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus is the good shepherd. His followers are the sheep of his pasture. A shepherd is always with his flock to defend them, to keep them from the wolves, to hunt up the lost sheep and carry them back to the fold, to lead them beside green pastures and beside living waters. I cannot neglect the great salvation that has been brought to me at such an infinite cost to my heavenly Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I will not dishonor my Redeemer to lightly esteem his sufferings, his trials, his condescension, his sacrifice, his death. Because he so loves us, he would himself become our sin-bearer. Oh, what love, what inexpressible love! He became a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He died on the cross as if he were a transgressor, that man might be justified through his merits. The soul is through the life-giver capable of living through eternal ages, and man is to take special care of the soul which Christ has purchased with his own blood. With Christ is omnipotence. He also is able to keep that which I have committed to his trust against that day. If the preciousness of the soul has not been appreciated, if its temple courts have been defiled with buyers and sellers, and with committing it to the rule and indwelling of Satan in thought or in feeling, I would in deep earnestness beseech you to make no delay, but come before God in sincere prayer without one moment's speculation or hesitation, and say, O Lord, I have opened the door of my heart to thy worst enemy, and the worst enemy of my soul. I have acted as though I could save my own soul, as if I could sin and then reform when I choose to do so. But I find a power holding me in his keeping. Thou alone can save me, that my soul shall not be eternally ruined. No longer will I withhold it from thee. I dare not trust it with any power but thine. I lay it at thy feet. Thou Lamb of God, wash my soul in the blood of the Lamb. Clothe it with thine own garments of purity and righteousness.